Good morning, Dubai, and welcome to the Daily Dose. It's a nice and clear day after the heavy rains overnight. A positive trading session overnight, followed by Asian risk assets posting gains across the board this morning. At the time of writing, US futures were a tad lower, along with oil, WTI at 51.49 and Brent at 60.47. US Treasuries held losses ahead of a slew of Fed speakers, including Jay Powell, this week, while the US dollar is holding stronger against their major peers. Indices in Japan, China, and South Korea gained but declined in Hong Kong. Apple Inc. gained, suppliers were mixed after Trump said the company's iPhone could be hit by new tariffs. President Trump maintains his stance just days before he meets with China's Xi Jinping, calling it highly unlikely that he would hold off on the threatened 25% tariffs. Trump told Wall Street Journal he'd likely boost levies on $200 billion of Chinese goods, and if negotiations fail, slap tariffs on imports that aren't already subject to duties. Apple iPhones and laptops imported from China could be hit by new taxes, he also mentioned. Four Fed speakers later today in the US may clarify the rate path for 2019. Where the neutral rate lies and whether it should be attained. First up is Vice Chairman Richard Clarida, who said hiking to neutral would make sense and that market turbulence is not a pillar of policy. Regional Presidents Esther George, Raphael Bostic and Charles Evans, who run the gamut from dovish to hawkish, are also scheduled to speak. Falling oil prices have provided reprieve on most of the vulnerable EM nations, which include Indonesia, India and other countries reliant on higher oil imports. Pressure on Indonesia's currency and bonds is set to ease as global risks recede and falling oil prices offer relief on the nation's current account deficit. Please refer to the chart. What's on my mind? Markets have been in the range-bound trading with multiple contrarian views by pundits and market gurus this week, ahead of the heavy agenda by policymakers' speeches, minutes from the Fed, and the most talked about G20 summit in Argentina. I take a step back and ponder all these events end up with positive developments or a reason for investors to de-risk, especially given that we are close to saying goodbye for 2018. President Trump maintains his stance on tariffs, adding further to his wish list. Oil has continued to drift lower, yes, we understand why, and everyone now has a strong opinion on what the Fed should do, rather than let the policymakers do their job. On any day, I could stress that buying US Treasuries at current levels, 3.05%, do provide investors with a peaceful night of sleep in this uncertain environment with so many moving variables and lingering concerns. Not so long ago, I could vividly recall on how EM corporates were pricing bonds sub 3% while investors queued up to get any allocation and rushed to the secondary for their balance needs. Was it actually a need or a want? I still wonder. Don't miss out on today's Senat Maiden Sukuk transaction. Call me when you want to hear more details on this. Thank you very much.